Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That means it's all over.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. We'd like to thank everyone connected to the program. Thanks for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Boy, thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Thanks to Dustino.
They said he was not in a good mood. I'm always in a good mood. I don't know what that is.
Dustin's always in a good
mood. Always.
And thanks to Kev Bo.
A beautiful dog. A talented dog.
Beautiful and talented Kevbo. And of course, Ray is the straw that stirs the... He's not here today.
Where's he?
But thank you, Ray.
Good young man who's gone through hell.
And Adam Staszynski is Studs. And Studs, thank you, pal.
Thank you.
I don't know him very well. I have not spoken to him much.
We got a theme.
One for every occasion.
And now we...
Foistered.
Yes. We welcome in Dan and Connor.
Morning, guys.
Good morning. How are you guys? Where are you all?
We are in happy good moods here.
Happy hot stove league.
Oh, yeah. A lot of baseball
absolutely.
Talk. A lot of baseball talk today.
Just a lot of fun.
I you know, I'd hoped that the Yasmani Grandal signing was really going to kick off our baseball offseason. But that was a fool's dream, you know, which I'm often...
Oh, the Mike Moustakas signing doesn't do it for you?
I mean, it does a little bit for
to
me.
To have him play second
does
base?
Does he have a two-way contract to play fullback for the Bengals?
I think he might.
And second base for the
that
Reds?
Dude, I have
I
never...
I mean, he's stocky.
Name second basemen who have been that big.
I don't know.
I mean...
We were talking about that last night.
Jose Altuve.
Obviously, he can
hit. I won't
do it.
I won't say the guy's name because you hate it when I say the guy's name. But that guy had a big, stocky kind of... Dan Ugly. He played for the Marlins. Big kind of lower half.
All roads
sort of
lead
thing.
Back to Dan Uggla.
He's a terrible second baseman. But,
yeah,
you know,
so
Mike,
will Mike Moustakas be. That is not going to go well. There's all the galaxy brain memes that are now saying that Mike Moustakas has to pitch and just carrying it to the nth degree for where not to play him. I will say this, though. The Reds are, one way or another, they're formidable. What used to be, Red Series. Now you're like, okay, well, there's Trevor Bauer. And
yeah.
You know, Nick Iglesias.
Senzel in another full year.
Yeah.
Like Sonny Gray, who the Cubs tried to get six times.
Yeah, that's...
Rumored.
That is
well, their pitching was
no
good
fun.
Last year. They just couldn't hit. Now they're getting guys who, you know, you fear a little bit. If they can round out that lineup, they will be formidable. That's a good word. I don't know if they're the favorite in that division yet. But I think that they're going to make it interesting for everyone else.
The problem
else.
Is everyone's a favorite in that division.
They are. Everybody's an 88, 86 win team.
Well, Pirates.
But I mean, obviously, not everyone. But
yeah, one bottom feeder.
Pretty good.
Yeah, everybody's got a Royals.
As opposed to the White Sox, who's the favorite in that division?
Look at that division, though. I mean,
the Twins still?
Especially, yeah, of course.
They'll regress.
It's definitely the Twins. They're still the favorite. I think they do regress, but they're the favorite. But I can't get my eyes off Cleveland.
Yeah.
And the... If they're seriously considering trading Frankie Lindor.
Yeah. Are they trading Kluber?
I think that's probably going
either
to
or,
as well.
If either of those things happen, then, you know.
But Frankie Lindor is like a generational talent.
Oh,
that
of course
would be so crazy to
a generational
lose a
talent
guy like that.
That the ownership group has already promised its fan base that they will not be in the market to re-sign. So what do you do then if you're front office? What do you do? I mean, you're now forced to look at that guy as instead of the mainstay in a lineup that helps you for a generation, you know, a generation of ball player, as a guy with a ticking clock that has to be moved that you need to get commensurate value for. I mean,
Milwaukee's doing with Josh Hader.
It's what the Cubs may or may not have to do with
everybody.
Chris Bryant.
That's going to be a much different team.
How that arbitration
thing. You're right about Bryant. And the Bryant – They're waiting to hear word on what they're going to have be dealing with in terms of the grievance. I don't think that's one. You know, I think it's going to go the way most people expect.
I think so.
But
too.
That conversation that they're having in Cleveland about Lindor is exactly not exactly, but it's very similar to the one they're having here about Chris Bryant.
Yeah, I think so.
And it's hard for people outside of Chicago to kind of grasp the fact that I mean, getting rid of a guy. I know why. I know all the arguments. But getting rid of a guy who might be this generational talent. Who might be a guy that could carry your team.
Who was a rookie of the year, was an MVP, and you won a World Series.
Be careful what you wish for.
Ask the Washington Nationals about that, though. About the idea.
So that's all it takes?
I'm saying
rid of your best player and you're bound to win the World Series?
It's not basketball.
Yeah, no, I know, but where's your Juan Soto? Where's your help?
Where's your Strasburg?
Where's your Victor Robles?
Where's your Max Scherzer?
In that equation. Yeah, where's your guy who's a 110 weighted runs created plus who fills out two different defensive positions?
It's not basketball.
You know, it is not Cleveland at least has an excuse for not wanting to re-sign Lindor. They don't have the money. Nobody goes to the game. Small market. What excuse do the Cubs have
They need the money for the network.
You know what, though, Kevin? The truth is Cleveland doesn't have that excuse either.
They really don't.
I don't care how many people are going to the games.
I guess no one
does.
They have the relative baseball excuse.
Yeah, every Major League Baseball team can afford whatever they want.
That's right.
So how did you guys answer the question? Maybe you addressed this yesterday. I did not hear it. If you were going to be the president of baseball operations for the next 5 years of the Cubs or the White Sox, which job would you choose? MLB Network had that discussion between.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Kenny Rosenthal and John Heyman we had on talking about that.
And who else? There was someone else in that. I can't think of who it was, but all agreed they'd be.
It's Rubio!
They'd take the White Sox. So I do this every year. You get MLB The Show, and I know you guys aren't gamers and not on the sticks and everything, but one of the things I've done every
on the sticks?
Year. That's what the kids say. Every year the game comes out, I've taken the worst team in baseball, and then you just see how quickly you can get them in the playoffs and into a World Series.
That's what the kids do these days.
That's what you do.
You don't even play the games, really. Games are on auto.
You sim the games, and then you play general managers throughout. You make your trades. You draft your prospects. You do that whole thing. Otherwise, it's incredibly boring to play 162 baseball games on a video game system that's designed to play everything else that you want. And that's what you do. You do this rebuild thing. I've been doing it for 50 since college, right? And I think that if the question's posed like that, I think I'd rather be the Cubs decision maker, because the White Sox have all of their, here's what this is, here's who it's got to look like, here's who's got to be successful, now go land a free agent or two.
See,
the Cubs have franchise-altering decisions to make over the next 2 years. And it doesn't just stop with the guys who wear the uniforms. It also includes the guys who are going to make decisions about the guys in the uniforms.
Well, I would answer that question in a practical manner, in a truthful manner. And I would take the Cubs job because of consistency of ownership. Jerry Reinsdorf is 83, 84. And I believe the moment that he leaves this earth, that team is sold. And I would not want an ownership transition. If you're telling me I'm in charge of that team and you bring in some Yahoo hedge fund dope to take over whoever buys the team, I don't want that uncertainty. I would much rather have the certainty of knowing that the Ricketts family is not looking to move the Cubs.
Neither one of those decisions addresses which team you think is most likely to win a championship in the next 5 years.
Different question.
Neither one does.
Different question. If you ask me which job I would take, I would take the one with consistency of ownership rather than a team that within the next 5 to 10 years, maybe fewer, is going to be sold.
Hmm.
Because I think the moment that Jerry's not involved or incapacitated, it's sold.
The question still concerns. I mean, that question still needs an answer of what is my budget? Because if you're the Cubs, if you're taking that Cubs job, you understand that your budget is up and around whatever the luxury tax is for another season.
210, 220.
Right? Like that. And you can go over the luxury tax one of those years, you know, in year five, but you can't go over it twice because nobody does that. So you understand what your constrictions are there. With the White Sox, though, I heard you guys talk about the Zach Wheeler deal of 5 years, 105, 5 years, 110, something like that.
Ish.
I'm in. Yeah. Absolutely. That's good money. Cole Hamels for 12? Sure.
Mm.
Why not?
You let him talk you into that?
12?
Because he wants to talk you into something.
Pitching is expensive. 12 is fine.
Okay.
12 is nothing. You know, I'd sign those deals. I'd sign them right now, and I'd press the button to get that payroll up to 170, 175. I don't know if they're willing to do that in this what is, you know, going to be 2020.
It'd be a huge jump in terms of payroll for next year.
That's what.
But
you
if you want to,
why not?
Why not? Right?
That's
why
what
not?
You should do.
Take those opportunities when you are in acceleration mode.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Don't slow foot it. Go. Step on it.
They've been saving money for a few years,
yes.
Right?
So presumably,
right?
Yeah.
Making
so you have
money,
it, right? Making money. Everybody makes money.
I mean, saving. You're not technically. Saving it, you're just not spending it.
And I'm not even, you know, I'm not here for
hoarding
the,
it
for the Luis Robert conversation. You know, oh, we got to get him under contract, and that we got to save money for that so that we can have him on the roster opening day. That should also happen.
Yeah,
you know, say that shouldn't.
Yeah, no,
that,
that's not.
Dollars,
that, that shouldn't preempt.
Shouldn't hold
yeah.
you back
or prevent
from
any
anything.
Other,
yeah. That shouldn't hold you $1 lower than the next highest bidder on Wheeler or Cole or anything. And even if you don't get him under contract, fine. Spend 3 weeks.
But
have the arbitration conversation
sure.
you know, 7 years from now that the Cubs are having Chris Bryant anyway. Okay.
But you know who's not under contract? Yolmer.
I know.
Don't start.
It hurts me too, David.
We all have to get over that.
I'll never. Yolmer makes me feel like I did about Shingo.
I'm sorry.
I miss his smile.
His spirit, his heart.
He lights up the room.
Did you guys touch on...
He has a soul and a spirit, which I think is important.
Did you touch on what the what happened last night in a hockey game that has a certain insular community all aflutter? Did you notice that in between periods, Corey Crawford changed his leg pads from Bauer back to CCM?
Did he?
It was a big story that
wow.
for
as, okay.
after a career as a Bauer leg pad or CCM leg pad goalie, he had recently made the switch to Bauer. After the first period, Corey Crawford put the old CCMs back on.
What was the purpose? What was behind it?
He'd given up two goals. It wasn't comfortable, whatever it was. But the entire goalie community, it was all a scandal. It was you wouldn't believe what was going on. People noticing, goodness.
How will you be handling that today?
We'll also be changing our leg pads.
Yeah, every 5 minutes, new leg pads. Yeah, I'm going to go with either Brian's or Vaughn's.
Like
Vaughn Velocities, probably. Kevin Fishbane at 10, Midday Midway at 10:40, Sage Rosenfels at 11, Paul Charchi at 11:20. And we're doing something more important than all of it on Giving Tuesday today. We are going to do our part to help send 50 kids with cancer to Camp One Step.
Wow.
Because
great.
the Ellen Marks Cancer Foundation is going to match today, is going to match the first $25,000 that we raise dollar for dollar. And it costs $1,000 to send a kid with cancer to camp for a week. And we're going to do whatever we can between now and the end of our show to try and meet that match and get us to 25, which will immediately become 50.
Great cause. Have a great show, guys.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby. I'm done.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.